Okay. Now we have Trolls Brosgard, and he's going to speak to us of binary pattern matching in Elixir and Erlang, one of the cool features of Erlang and Elixir. So this is Speak Binary to me. Give it up for Trolls.
Thank you. Don't worry, I'm not going to speak binary. But yes, this is a talk about speaking binary to other devices. And this is me, and you can find me around the web at ARTRARBR. Yes. I work as a software developer in Denmark in a company called Indilab. And part of my job is to work on innovations in the Internet of Things realm. So things like smart buildings, smart cities, and smart factories. In practice, this involves building gateways that link many different kinds of stupid things together. And then when we have a network of things, they can exchange information and we can embed the smartest into the system. And by many different stupid things, I mean things like remote terminal units, which are used in the grid, electric grid, and other utilities, PLCs, which are used heavily in factories for automation, solar inverters, heat pumps, thermostats, all kinds of smart home equipment. And at the lowest level, we have simple sensors and actuators. And the thing that all these things have in common is that I had to speak binary to them. They don't speak JSON. They don't know XML. They don't know protobuf even. They had their own custom binary dialects, depending on the protocol that they're using. And later in this talk, I'll show an example of a simple binary dialect so that we all know what that is. When I'm building an integration for a system like this, I always reach for Elixir first. This is because Elixir has some special affordances that makes it extremely good at this kind of work. This is also the case for Erlang and LFE and Beam and Gleam. And the other languages on the Erlang virtual machine. But Elixir happens to be my happy space. And some of the Beam's known strong points in this area are fault tolerance, state machines, and concurrency. And then there's bit syntax, and that's what I'll be talking